Satnam, everybody, and happy almost spring equinox, 3/17/2015, shock deactivation. Our team is on the move. We've got an event coming up on Saturday, and a bunch of our shock deactivators will be there, and we'll hold everybody else in the field of our hearts, and we'll all be springing like a little bunny to the next level, hatching like little chickens, I don't know. having chocolate Easter eggs. Yeah, so where are we today? So let's just take a breath and feel our guides and angels. They're kind of fluttering around. Oh, they're starting early today. They're right on time. Okay. Let's just inhale for a minute together. You're muted, but you can chant with me just to kind of get centered and center on the frequencies. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Ad Gere Name, Jagad Gere Name, Sat Gere Name, Sri Guru Dev Name, Ad Gere Name, Jagad Gere Name. Sat Gere Name, Sri Guru Dev Name, Ad Gere Name, Jagad Gere Name, Sat Gere Name, Sri Guru Dev Name. Vaheguru. Okay, good. Now we got that star energy bubbling through us. That's a little better. Good, good, good. Okay, yeah. So as we pull back the veils from being from the planet being at the edge of the galaxy, and we're pulled into the swirl of the towards the center of the Milky Way galaxy, which so much more light, so much more sun, literally, so much more electric frequency. It is definitely bringing up all kinds of challenges and excitement for everyone. So when you move from one age to the other, we are experiencing, I would say, from the Piscean to the Aquarian age and into the higher frequencies of these of this Aquarian age and into the higher frequencies of the year 2000 and beyond, the next 2,000 years. And we have the seventh of the Uranus-Pluto squares. Yeah, we got quite a lineup, quite a shakeup going on. So if you're not feeling all shook up, wasn't that a song? I'm all shook up. If you're not feeling all shook up, then what are you feeling anyway? That would be a good question. Yeah, so what's happening as we're moving in up the spiral staircase, our stairway to heaven, is all the rules are changing, all the energy is changing, and the breakup of the Pluto and Capricorn, the last 225 years of that specific alignment, not to mention the Piscean age, the Capricorn is, and the Pluto and the patriarchy is all about, we're going to create security. We're going to create stability. We're going to make things that last. We're going to have power over nature. We're going to have steel and concrete buildings that tower 50, 100 stories. You know, we're Godzilla. We can control the mother. We can control the planet, you know. So all of these things have been going on for a long time. And Pluto and Capricorn's getting all shook up when it squares Uranus and Aries. And Uranus and Aries comes along and literally shakes everything up and says, well, we're now in the field of the pranic field. We're in Uranus. We're floating along. We're in this field of electricity. And guess what's happening, Pluto and Capricorn? Lightning's striking. We're in the field of energy. Aquarius is just the pouring of energy. It's the new star field. You're in a whole new star field, and you're going to be receiving jolts of electrical currents all the time through your body, and it's going to wake you up, and it's going to get you out of whatever daydream you've been in. So we've entered this electrical field, the Aquarian age, the pranic field. We're spiraling up into the star field. the Milky Way's dark field of a higher frequency, and things are changing, and people are waking up. So whatever it takes to wake people up, that's what this seventh Uranus-Pluto square is doing. It's like, you will arise from the slumber of not being connected with the mother, you know? What was that old commercial? It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. I'm dating myself by all these references, but I think they're good references anyway. So that's what's happening, and on top of everything else, we have a new moon solar eclipse in Pisces, the last degree of Pisces, right before the moon enters Aries, which is going to be moving into Aries April 19th. So that's coming right up through April 19th. I'm sorry, March 20th through April 19th. So today's the 17th. That's coming right up. So we have all these forces to reconfigure, to wake up to get connected to be aware of what is a more, shall we say, harmonious, flowing, what's the word we want? What's a more congruent? What's a more aligned reality? So we are in the midst of the breakdown of camp, the breakdown of Camp Pisces. And the old camp has to break down before we can build up the new one. So we've got rubble around us, and while the light workers, that would be us, are madly trying to say, hey, you know, we've got a better idea. There's a better way. You can live in a pyramid house. Reed and I were talking about that the other day. So the new ideas are there. They're not fully instituted as an institution or as a collective way of thinking yet, but we are seeding on the spring equinox. We are seeding the thought forms in the field, in the fifth dimension of this electrical Uranian field. So that is what we are doing. Oh my gosh. And if that isn't enough, wow, so here we are, the month of March. It is also a number 3, so the equinox, Saturday is the 21st, that's a 3. 3 positive mind has to do with, it has to do a lot with nurturing. It's a positive mind, it's the inner child. What makes you feel nurtured? What makes you not feel nurtured? What's supportive? What's not supportive? So it's kind of like, we're going between the positives and the negatives. What's good? What's bad? What do I like? So this is part of the sorting out process of what we'll be bringing through with this Uranus and Aries, which means individual power, that the individual is now becoming as important as the big structures, the Capricorn government structures. The individual has a voice through the internet and everything that we're seeing. We're influencing the outcome of the world we're going to be creating. So Uranus and Aries. So we have a voice. So first we have to figure out what our voice is. Well, what do we want? What makes us feel good? What kind of structures do we want? What kind of world do we want? So 3 can kind of be a roller coaster, like ups and downs. It can be a very emotional ride. So March is kind of a roller coaster month. So and as we've seen with weather on the planet, things move up and down and up and down. So we are definitely in the middle of a very unique configuration, and we'll call it reconfiguration. We've got 6 as the gift year of 2015, 1 plus 5 is 6, and 6 is the dimension of sacred geometry, the mandala, for each piece of the mandala. Each unique contribution that you bring in is just as important as every other piece. So when we move into the fifth dimension and beyond, we level the playing field. Those who want to participate in the field affect the field. So we're moving into the field of co-creation in the year 2015, this year of the pranic body. So wherever lightning strikes, whatever strikes you, whatever wakes you up, we don't know what that is, but the field is getting struck by lightning, and it's electrifying the field. So whether it's a direct hit to you and you're forced to drastically change something in your life, or you just changing your thinking or changing your direction, or you're supporting someone else and changing their direction. Whatever it is, it's a really intense time. And so what we need to do is be aware of that this is what's going on and basically love ourselves through it, like not make ourselves crazy or make ourselves wrong or why don't I have it more together? Why aren't things more stable? So it's a really time to be that catalyst for change, but also love yourself. It is a roller coaster month, and just think about the weather in the U.S., which hasn't been as much of a roller coaster here in San Diego, but it has been a roller coaster ride. So we are moving into this transition into the Aquarian Age, and transition period is the word, so it's remembering that we are in a transition period. So yeah, everything is not all together, and everything is not all put back together yet. So we're just here seeding the ideas, the new ideas at this time, about how we want to put things together, put things back together. So let's remember that Pluto, slow-moving outer planet, 225 years, has met its undoing with the seventh Uranus Aquarius square. Electricity has woken up that frequency, and it's tumbling down. So we don't know. Humpty Dumpty won't be put back together the same way again. So these rigid, fixed power struggles, man over nature, man dominating nature, taming the earth, taming the animals, putting the animals in zoos, putting children in schools and lockdown, and all these crazy things that seem to be accelerating are just kind of the last final hurrahs. And we wish they'd hurry up and be over, and we could move into the flowing mother energy in harmony with the earth, and think about Aboriginal tribes, how they built, you know, bamboo huts or mud huts, and they live in harmony with nature, and when they die, their little huts wash away and everything's fine, or their little ice igloos, and they're not trying to make something that lasts for 10,000 years and causes all kinds of pollution to the earth and hammering things into the earth and drilling into the earth and fracking the earth, so all these crazy things. So that's all the Pluto and Capricorn things that are up for reevaluation. So as co-creator beings, we're chanting our mantra. Hami hum brahm hum. We're chanting our mantra, Hari Har Hum Dham. We've been working with that. And we'll actually be working with that on Saturday for those who are there. So it's the sound of the breath, the power of the breath, with the Hari, the power of the navel center. So here we go. Move into your, pull in the navel slightly on the Hari Hari. And then focus on the breath. And the breath is the power of the navel on the hum dum.
Hum.